Vayitain el Moshe, and Hashem gave to Moshe, Kechaloisoi ledaber itoi. When he finished speaking with him, the chukim and mishpatim of the Eileha mishpatim, Bahar Sinai in Har Sinai, Shnei luchos o'edus, two luchos of testimony, luchos even, stone tablets, kesuvim be'etzba elokim, written with the finger of Hashem. And Rashi is medayik, firstly, that it says, Kechaloisoi, when he finished, chaser vav, it should have been written, kof chof, lamed vav, sof vav. It is chaser vav, there is no vav after the lamed. And it is written like kikalosai, like a kala. And the reason for this, Rashi says, tupshatim. Firstly, Rashi says that the Torah was given to Moshe as a present, just like a kala is a present given to a chassan. Because it is impossible for Moshe to have learned all the mitzvahs and the whole Torah in such a short amount of time. And therefore the pasuk is telling us that it was given b'matana, kikala hanasuna l'chassan. A second shot Rashi brings down is that just like a kala is miskashetes, she adorns herself with the 24 ornaments mentioned in Yeshaya, so too a Talmud Chacham must be a baki in the 24 svarim of Tanakh. A second diak that Rashi says is the lashon of ledaber itoy, that Hashem spoke itoy together with Moshe. It does not say ledaber elov, he spoke to him, but rather itoy together with him. And Rashi explains that first Hashem told the mitzvah to Moshe, and then they learned it together b'charusa. The Brisker Rav explains that one of the men ches dvarim, one of the 48 things that the Torah is niknes ba, which is mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, is pilpul talmidim, learning together with the charusa. And the Torah is telling us over here that the first time when the Torah was given from Hashem to Moshe, Hashem was stressing the importance of this learning, learning b'chavrusa, and therefore he actually learned together with Moshe b'chavrusa the Torah that was given to him the first time. And the reason why it says luchais chaser vav, Rashi explains, because it is written luchas, as if it was one tablet, because both luchais were identical. Let us see the Rashi inside. Vayitin el Moshe, as at Rashi, Hashem gave to Moshe, Ein muktim u'ma'ucher ba'Torah. In events that happened earlier, or events that happened later, there is no chronological order in the Torah. Earlier events may have been written later, and later events may have been written earlier. And Rashi will explain that the Maisa Egel that is written in Parshas Kisisa happened before Parshas Truma and Tetzave, which was Sivoy Melechas HaMishkan. Maisa Egel, Koidim L'Tziva Melechas HaMishkan Yomim Rabim Hoya. The story of the Egel, the Yidden worshipping the Egel, happened before the commandment of building the Mishkan. Shaharib Yutzayim B'Tamuz Nishtabra HaLuchais. On the 17th day of Tamuz, the Luchais were broken. Over Yom HaKippurim Nisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael. And on Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. U'lemachros Hischilo B'Nedeves HaMishkan. And on the next day, they started to donate for the Mishkan. V'hukam be'echad b'Nisan. And it was erected on the first day of Nisan. So Rashi is saying that Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh happened after Parshas Kisisa, because Parshas Kisisa, which was the Maisa Egel, happened b'Yudzayim b'Tamuz. And the Tzivu Melechas HaMishkan, when Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan, that was after Yom HaKippurim. So it comes out that Parshas Kisisa happened first, and then Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh. And that is why Rashi is saying, Ein muktim u'me'ucher ba'Torah. And there is an obvious question on this Rashi, because you're right, the Maisa HaEgel happened before Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan. But who says Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh is referring to the tzivoy of Moshe to Klal Yisrael? Just the opposite. The pasuk is referring to Hashem speaking to Moshe that he should command Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan. And maybe Hashem told Moshe this tzivoy in the first 40 days that he was in Shemayim. And then the Maisa HaEgel happened b'Yudzayim b'Tamuz. So everything is in order. First was Truma and Tetzaveh, the Tzivoy of Melech HaMishkan of Hashem to Moshe in Shemayim in the first 40 days. And then the Maisa HaEgel in Parashat Kisisa. So why does Rashi say, Ein muktam u'me'ucher ba'Torah? Maskil David answers that we cannot say that the Tzivoy of Hashem to Moshe to build the Mishkan happened in the first 40 days that he was in Shemayim. Because there are many points in Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh that were done as a kapara for the Maisa Egel, which is mashma that it happened after the Maisa Egel. For example, Hashem tells Moshe to command Klal Yisrael to be counted, to give a machzor shekel, to know how many Yidden were remaining after the plague that happened because of the Egel. And those machzor shekel were used for the Adonim. This had to happen after the Maisa Ho'egel, because why would Hashem command Moshe to count Klal Yisrael to know how many remained after the Egel if the Egel didn't happen yet? So it must be that that Amira, that Sivoy, happened after the Egel. And it is quoted in Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh when it discusses the Adonim. Secondly, in Parshas Tetzaveh, it says the Parsha of the Miluim, the 7 days of inauguration, that Aaron brought special karbonos. And one of the karbonos was a par lachatos. As Rashi says, the par was mechaper for the Maisa Egel that Aaron did. So how can that mitzvah be said before the Egel was done? It must have been commanded after the Egel was done. So we see certain details in Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh that had to happen after the Maisa Egel. And therefore, Rashi is saying it could be that the basic commandment of to build the Mishkan happened in the first 40 days. But many, many details had to happen after the Maisa Egel, after Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. And therefore, that is what Rashi means, Ein Muktim U'me'ucha B'Torah, because the Maisa Egel happened Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, and many details of Parshas Terumah and Tetzaveh had to happen after the Maisa Egel. And Rashi continues, Kik HaLoisei, Zok Rashi Kik HaLoisei K'siv, Choser. It is written without a vav, and it is read kikalosa like a kala. Shenimtsura loy Torah. The Torah was given to Moshe b'matono as a present, kikala lechoson, like a bride to a choson. Shloi hoya yochal lilmoy kula b'zman mur kazeh. It was impossible for Moshe to learn so much Torah in such a short amount of time. Therefore, the pasuk is stressing that it was given b'matono kikala lechoson. Dava acher. Another pshat, ma kala miskashetes b'choftal kishutim, just like a kala adorns herself with the 24 ornaments, hein ha'amurim b'sefer Yeshaya, those that are stated in Sefer Yeshaya, af tamad chocham tzorech liyos baki b'choftal tzvarim. Also, a tamad chocham must be an expert in the 24 svarim of Tanakh. Zok Rashi ledaver itoy. What did he speak with him? Hachukim v'amishpatim ve'eila hamishpatim. The laws and the dinim of ve'eila hamishpatim. Rashi is coming to say that it cannot be the laws of the Mishkan, because the laws of the Mishkan were not stated in the first 40 days. Elamai, it must be the chukim and the mishpatim of ve'eila hamishpatim. Ledaber itoy, why doesn't it say ledaber elav? Moshe would hear the halacha from Hashem, and then Hashem and Moshe would learn the halacha together. Because they were both identical, therefore it writes it as if it was one, luchas, instead of luchas. And the pasuk continues, Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael that he is going up to Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. And at the end of these 40 days and 40 nights, he will return in the first 6 hours of the day. Moshe did not intend that the first day should be counted in the 40 days because it was not a complete day. He went up during the day, and the night before was not included. Therefore, he intended that the first day to be counted should be the second day that he went up. But Klal Yisrael made a mistake, and they counted the first day that he went up, the day that was not complete, they counted that as day number one. And therefore, their cheshbon, their calculation of 40 days, ended up one day too early. And it was on that day, the day before Moshe was supposed to come down from Har Sinai, 6 hours had passed, and the Yidden were getting nervous. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Satan compounded these fears by causing a confusion in the world and by showing darkness and showing a Dmus Moshe, a form of Moshe being carried in Shemayim, all to cause the Bnei Yisrael to think that Moshe died. Vayar ha'om, and the Om saw ki voshesh Moshe loredes min ha'or, that Moshe was late in coming down from the mountain. They were off by one day. And as Rashi says, Voshesh, besides meaning late, it also means Boshesh. The sixth hour had already come. And Moshe did not come down. And they gathered on Aharon. And they said to him, Kum, get up, Aseilonu Elohim, make for us many gods, Asheyelchu lefanenu, that will go before us. They wanted many gods. Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish. They pointed to Shemayim. This Moshe, this man Moshe, who we see is being carried in a coffin in Shemayim, Asher Ha'elonu Meretz Mitzrayim, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, Lo Yodanu Mehoyoloi, we do not know what happened to him. We need another leader. Vayomer Aleihem Aaron. And Aaron said to them, in order to stall them, maybe Moshe would come in the interim. He said to them, Parku Nizme Hazov, Asher Ba'ozne Neshechem Benechem Uvenoisechem. Remove the golden earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters. Vehaviu Eloi, and bring them to me. Aaron figured that since women and children are very attached to their jewelry, they won't depart with their jewelry so quickly. And in the interim, Moshe will come and there will not be any averis done. But the Yidden did not wait. And they went and they took off themselves and became separated from themselves, from their own golden earrings that were on their ears. And they brought it to Aharon. That is the way Rashi learns the pasuk over here. Rashi learns that they did not wait until the women and children gave their earrings, but rather the men themselves took their own earrings and gave it to Aharon. Dasakena mibali hatoisvis in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hei, pasuk Chaf Beis, learns differently. He learns that the men forced their wives to give their jewelry. His lashon is that they took their ornaments, their jewelry, the women's jewelry, against the will of their wives. So it wasn't that they took their own jewelry, but rather they forced their wives to give the jewelry. The Shach is medayik over here, that typically in Tanakh, when the Torah says the word nizamim, it is referring to nose rings. But over here, it seems to be different, because over here it says clearly that the nizmi hazav were ba'ozne nishechem, on the ears. It was an earring, not a nose ring. Vayikach miyodam, and Aaron took the golden jewelry from their hands. Vayotar oisei bacheret. Rashi brings down two pshatim in these words. Either he tied it in a handkerchief, or he formed it with a engraving tool. Vayaseu egel masecha, and he made it into a metal egel. What happened was, he tied it in a handkerchief and formed it, and then threw it into the fire to destroy it. But then the Erev Rav came, and with magic, Maisa Kishuv, they created a live egel. Or according to the second Shad in Rashi, it was created by Micha, who took the plate that said Alei Shar, come up Shar, which was the plate that had the Shem Hashem on it, which Moshe threw into the Nile to bring up Aroine Shel Yosef, Alei Shar, come up Shar, which is Yosef. And he used it to bring up a Shar, an Egel, out of the fire. Vayomru, and they said, the Erev Rav said, Eile Elehecho Yisrael, these are your gods, Klal Yisrael, Asher Alucha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, that took you out of Mitzrayim. Vayar Aaron, and Aaron saw. What did Aaron see? The simple pshat is that he saw that the Satan was successful, and he created a live egel, something that was eating grass, Vayivem Mizbeach Lefonov. And in order to stall Klal Yisrael, he built a Mizbeach before him, Vayikra Aaron Vayoymar, and Aaron called and said, Chag LaShem Mochar, there will be a celebration to Hashem tomorrow. Aaron figured that hopefully during the time that it will take to build his Mizbeach, he will stall Klal Yisrael and Moshe will come and it will be a celebration to Hashem tomorrow. That is the simple meaning in Vayar Aharon. Aaron saw that the Satan was successful. Rashi brings down other pshatim in Vayar Aharon. Either the pshat is that Vayar Aharon, Aaron saw that his nephew was killed for trying to stop them from worshipping the eagle. Vayiven, and he understood, Mizbeach means Mizavuach Lefanov, from the slaughtering that took place before him, from his nephew being killed, he understood that this was a serious matter. Another pshat Rashi brings down is, Vayar Aharon, and Aaron saw that it would be better if the Avera would be done by him and not by Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanov, Aaron built the Mizbeach, and he did not allow Klal Yisrael to build it, because it is better if a Yachid does the Avera rather than a Tzibur. And a third shot is, Vayar Aaron, and Aaron saw, he saw that it would be slower if he built the Mizbeach. Therefore, Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanov, he built the Mizbeach, because if Klal Yisrael gets involved in the building of the Mizbeach, each one would help out, and the Mizbeach would be built much faster, and they would have worshipped the Egel on that day and not waited till the next day. So Aaron was trying to stall time, and therefore he saw it would be better that he built the Mizbeach. And they got up early the next morning. The Satan rushed them in order to sin. And they brought up carbon oilos. And they brought clothes carbon shlomim. And they sat down to eat and to drink. And they started to be mitzachik. Besides for the simple meaning over here, which was Avodah Zarah, that the Pasuk says Beferish, but Letzachik also means Gilui Arayas, that were being Mezane, and Shvichas Domim, and also killing, because Chor was killed. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, while he was in Shomayim, in the first 40 days, Lech Reid, go down from your Gedula, go down from your greatness. Your whole greatness is based on being attached to Klal Yisrael. But since Klal Yisrael sinned, you shall go down from your greatness. Kishiches Amcha, because your nation acted in a corrupt manner. Your nation, referring to the Erev Rav, which you allowed to become part of Klal Yisrael, and you did not ask me. Your nation sinned. Asher ha'elesa meretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim. And not only did they sin, but they caused all of Klal Yisrael to act in a corrupt manner. Saru marhev min aderech ha'shisivisim. They moved quickly away from the way that I commanded them. Osu lohem egel masecho. They made a metal god. And they bowed down to it, and they shechted to it, and they said, Ela Elohecha Yisrael, these are your gods, Klal Yisrael, Asher Ha'elucha Meretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ro'isi es ha'om hazeh, I see this nation, v'hine am kishei orifu, they are a stubborn nation, a stiff-necked nation, who turns their stiff neck to the ones who rebuke them. V'ato, and now hanichali, leave me. V'yichar api bohem, and let my anger burn in them, v'achalim, and I will destroy them. V'e'eseh oisecha l'goy gadol, I will destroy them and make you into a great nation. Klal Yisrael will continue from your nation, from your children, and everything before that will be destroyed. And Moshe learned from here, from the lashon of hanichali, leave me, that tefillah would help. Why would Hashem say hanichali at this point? Moshe wasn't saying anything, but Hashem was hinting that if you daven, you will be able to overturn this decree. So that's why he says, now if you leave me alone, then I will destroy them. But if you will daven, you will be able to have an effect on the verdict. Vayichal Moshe, and Moshe daven es p'nei Hashem alikav before Hashem. Vayomer, and he said, Loma Hashem yechre apcho be'amecho. Why is Hashem being angry at your nation, Asher etzeis ha'meretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of the land of Mitzrayim b'choyach godol, with great strength, uviyod chazoka, and with a strong hand? Why are you being angry at Klal Yisrael? And the obvious question is, of course he was angry at Klal Yisrael, the din avodah zarah. What's the question? And Rashi explains that a person is only jealous of his competition. A gibor is jealous of a gibor, and a chacham is jealous of a chacham. So why are you, Hashem, angry when the Bnei Yisrael worshipped an egel? This is not a competition for you. So why should you be angry at Klal Yisrael? That's the pshat that Rashi said over here. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, by the Aseres HaDibroi, says another pshat in these psukim. He says that since the Aseres HaDibros were said B'Lashon Yachid, the lav of La Yih Lecha Elohim Acherim, do not have any other gods before me, was only said to me, Moshe said. La Yih Lecha, it should not be to you. It was not said to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, you cannot punish them based on that. That is the first thing that Moshe davened to Hashem. Either the pshat is Klum Iskana Gibor B'Gibor Chacham B'Chacham, or like Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi, that you really did not warn them about Avodah Zarah, you only warned me. Secondly, Lama Yomu Mitzrayim Lamer, why should Mitzrayim say, Bira Hoitziyam, you took them out of Mitzrayim to do bad to them, Laharoi Oisom Behorim, to kill them in the mountains, Ulechaloisom, and to destroy them, Me'al Pneho Adama, from the face of the land. Shuv Mecharon Apecha, return from your anger, V'hinochem, and change your mind, al hara'o lamecha, on the bad that you wanted to do to your nation. So that was the second thing. Why should Mitzrayim say that you only took them out of Mitzrayim to do bad things to them? And the third thing that he said was, Zechor l'Avram l'Yitzchak l'Yakov. Remember the Zechus Avos. As Rashi explains, remember Avram. If you want to punish Klal Yisrael for the Aseres HaDibros which they transgressed, remember Avram who passed 10 tests, the Asara Nisyonis, and let the Asara be Mechaper on the Asara. The 10 tests of Avram should atone for the Aseres HaDibros. And also remember Avram, that if you want to punish Klal Yisrael with Sreifa by burning them, remember Avram who went into the Kifshon HaEsh, went into the furnace because of his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you want to punish them with a sword, remember Yitzchak, who stuck out his neck by the Akedah to be slaughtered L'Shem Hashem. And if you want to punish them with Galus, remember Yaakov, who was Nidoin and was punished himself with Galus, and let his Galus, when he went to Choran, be Mechaper on the Galus, that the Bnei Yisrael are Chayef. And remember the Shvuah that you made to the Avos, Asher Nishpata Lohem, Bach, that you swore to them in you. You made a Shvuah in yourself. Be Nishpati Ne'um Hashem. You swore in your own name. Vatadavar Alehem, and you said to the Avos, Arbe Ezarachem Kechoich V'Yashamayim, I will multiply your children like the stars. V'cholaoritz Azayis Asher Amarti, Etein Lezarachem V'nochalu La'olam, and I will give them Eretz Yisrael also. You made two promises to them, to make their children like the stars and to give them Eretz Yisrael. And if you want to destroy them and you don't want to keep this promise to the children of the Avos who had the Schus Avos, I don't think that my Schus will be able to withstand the test of time, and that my children won't also sin and my children will also lose that promise of Kechoich V'Hashamayim and the promise of Eretz Yisrael. Because if a chair of three legs cannot stand before you, how can a chair of one leg, the Schus of Moshe alone? And the Mefarshim asked, why is Moshe considered a chair of one leg? He also has the Schus Avos. It should be a chair of four legs. And some answer that since Hashem said that he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to start Klal Yisrael anew from Moshe, that means he was canceling out all the past, which includes the Schus Avos, and he was starting from scratch. And therefore, all they have is the Schus of Moshe, and that is what Moshe was saying, that my Schus alone can never be as great as the Schus of the Avos. And Hashem changed his mind concerning the bad that he wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. Originally, he wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael in one shot. Now, he was not going to wipe out Klal Yisrael at this point. And that was the kapara of this stage, Vayinochem Hashem. And we will see further in the Pesukim that there were different levels of atonement which Klal Yisrael got as Moshe davened further and further. Let us go back now on the Rashi's Pasuk Aleph, Ki Voishesh Moshe, Kitagumoy, like Targum says, Loshen Ichor, he was late. Vechein Voishesh Richboy, the chariot was late. Vayochilu Ad Voish, and they waited until it was late. Ki Kisha'ola Moshe Lahar, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Omar Lohem, he said to Klal Yisrael, L'seif Arboim Yoim Ani Bo, at the end of 40 days I will return. B'seich Vav Shois, in the first 6 hours of the day. Kisvurim Heim, they thought, She'oise Yom She'ola Min HaMinyon Hu, the day he went up was also part of the Minyan. V'hu Omar Lohem Shalemim, but he said to them, complete days, Mem Yoim V'Leiloi Imoi, 40 days with the previous night with it. V'yom Aliyosai Ein Leiloi Imoi, the day he went up, the night was not included. Shari B'Zayim B'Sivan Ola, he went up on the 7th day of Sivan. Nimsa Yoim Mem B'Yud Zayim B'Tamuz, it comes out that the 40th day is the 17th day of Tamuz. B'Tes Zayin on the 16th day, one day early, Bo HaSatan V'Irves Es Oilam, the Satan came and caused confusion in the world. V'Herod Mus Choshech V'Afela, and he showed an image of darkness. V'Arvuvya, and confusion. Loimar, as if to say, V'Adei Meis Moshe, Moshe definitely died. That is why this confusion came to the world. Amalahem, he said to them, Mace Moshe. The Sultan said, Moshe died. Shekvar Ba'ushe Shois. The sixth hour had already come. That is the Lashon of Voshesh. Ba'ushesh, the sixth hour came. And Moshe still didn't come. Like the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes. It is not possible to say that Klal Yisrael's mistake was just that it was a cloudy day. Their mistake was with a couple of hours. It was really the right day, but they thought it was after Chatzos because it looked dark. It was a cloudy day, but really it was still before Chatzos. Because Moshe did not come down from the mountain until the next day. Because the pasuk clearly says, on the next day there was still shechting karbonos to the egel. So it must be that Moshe came later on. So their mistake was a mistake of a complete day. Gods that will go before us. It is Eloshim Rabim, Ashiyelchu Lefonenu. Elohus Harbe Evilohem. It is Mashma from the Pasuk that they wanted many gods. That is why the Pasuk says, Aseilonu Elohim Ashiyelchu Lefonenu, many gods that will go before us. The Dig is from the Loshim Rabim Ashiyelchu, which means they will go. I never understood what the Dig in this Rashi is from the Pasuk, the Loshim Rabim of Yelchu. Rashi says in Parshas Vayera and also in Parshas Vayishlach that the Loshon Elohim is always a Loshon Rabim. Like we find, it says in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Parshas Vayera, Vayehi Kasher Hisu Oisei Elohim. It was when Hashem caused me to wander. Hisu is Loshon Rabim. The reason why it says Loshon Rabim, Rashi says, is because Elohim is a name of Hashem that is always used in the Loshon Rabim. Similarly, we find in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Zayin, Kisham Niglu Elov Ho Elohim. Over there Hashem appeared to him, Niglu Lashon Rabim, because Elohim is always a Lashon Rabim. So how can Rashi be Medayak over here when it says, Aseilonu Elohim Ashiyelchu Lefonenu, that since Yelchu is a Lashon Rabim, that is why it means that they desired many gods? Maybe it is only taking a Lashon Rabim because Elohim is a Lashon Rabim, like Rashi says in Vayera and Vayishlach. Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish, because this man Moshe, Kimindemus Moshe Hera Lohem HaSotten, a form of Moshe was the Sutton showed, Shenoisim Oise Ba'avir Rekia Shemayim, that they were carrying him in the heaven. Zeh always means that they are pointing at something. They pointed to the sky, and they said, this Moshe that we see in heaven that is being carried in a coffin, we do not know what happened to him. Asher Helonu Meretz Mitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is the pasuk stressing that Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim? V'hoyamorilonu haderech asher nalabo. He was the one who showed us the way to go. Ata tzrichin anu l'elohus asher yelchu l'fanenu. Now we need other gods that can take his place and lead us. And Aaron, in order to stall time, said, let me take the earrings of the wives and the children. Ba'ozden eshechem. Amar Aaron beliboy, Anoshim vahilodim chasim betachshiteim hein. Aaron said in his heart, women and children cherish their tachshitim, they cherish their jewelry a lot. Shem yisakiv hadover. Aaron thought maybe he would be able to delay this action. Ubetech kach yoveh Moshe. In the meantime, Moshe will come. Vehem loyim himtinu. But they, the men, did not wait. Uparku me'al atzmom. And they took off the jewelry from themselves. The men took their own jewelry and gave it to Aharon. So Rashi Parku, Lashon Sivoy, it is a command, remove. Migzeras Parik, Liyachid. Just like when you command a Yachid to remove, you say Parik. To the Rabbim, you say Parku. Kamay Baruchu Migzeras Barech. Just like when you say a Yachid, a person should bench, you say Barech. It's a Tzivoy. So too, when you speak to a Rabbim, you say Baruchu. Here also, Parik is Parku. By his parku, and they became detached and separated from the earrings. Lashon prikas masa, it means to remove a burden. Kishenotlam meosnehem, when it was taken off their ears. Nimsuhei mifurakim in his mayhem, it comes out that they are detached and separated from their earrings. Es nizmei kimay minizmei, they were separated from minizmei hazav, from the golden earrings. Kimay kitzesi eso ear, just like es. In the pasuk it says the eser ear means min ha'ir. Here also the es in the pasuk es nizmei hazav means min nizmei hazav. They were separated from their golden earrings. Vayotzar oisei b'acheret. So Rashi yesh l'tagamay b'shnei ponim. We can explain these words in two ways. Ha'echad, the first way is vayotzar loshen kshira, it means to tie. Becheret loshen sudar, it means with a handkerchief. Kemoi v'amit pachois, and their kerchiefs. V'acharitim, and their scarves. So we see cheret means a scarf or a kerchief. Vayotzar kikrayim kesef b'shnei charitim, and he tied two kikar of kesef with two handkerchiefs. So vayotzar oisa b'cheret, he tied it with a handkerchief. V'habez, and the second shot, vayotzar loshen tzura. Vayotzar means he formed. B'cheret klei umnes hatzerfin. It is a tool of a goldsmith. Shecharitzin v'charitim by tzura is bezav, that he engraves different types of forms and pictures in gold. Ke'et sefer, like a pen of a sefer, ha'charit oisiois, that engraves letters, beluchois, in luchois ubepinkosin, in tablets and in slates. K'moi, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, because of all of b'cheret enosh, and he wrote it with a cheret, a pen of a man. V'zeu shetagim unkles, v'tzor yosei bezipa, and he formed it with a tool that is used for forging signatures. Huklei omnes shecharzim by bezav, it is a tool that they engrave in gold. Oisiois, letters ushkedim and amens shekorim belaz nail umezayfin al yodei chosomais, and they also forge signatures with such a tool. And that is what the pasuk means. Vayotzar oisai, and he formed it bacheret, with a cheret, a certain tool. That's how he formed the egel. Egel masecha, a metal god. Kivin shishlicha la'or bikur, once he threw it into the fire. In the crucible, ba'u machash ve'erev rav, the magicians of the erev rav came. She'olui mo'ami Mitzrayim, that went out of Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael. Ve'asohu b'kshofim, and they made the egel through witchcraft. So Aaron threw it into the fire in order to destroy it, and the Erev Rav through Kishuv created the Egel. V'yesh Oymrim, and there are those that say, Micha Hayasham, Micha was there, Sheyotza Mitech Demuse Binyan, who was taken out of the bricks of the buildings, Sheinismayach Bav Mitzrayim, that he was crushed in Mitzrayim. Pari decreed that the Yidden, who did not complete their quota of bricks on that day, if they didn't make enough bricks, Pari said they should take Jewish children and put them in the walls instead of the bricks. When Moshe davened to Hashem about this terrible decree, Hashem told him that those who were being killed in this way would have been wicked in any event, and told him that if he wants, he can save one of these children and see that his words are true, and that these children would not have been anything great if they would have remained alive. And one of these children that Moshe saved was Micha. His name was Micha because Shenismaech, he was crushed in the walls of the binyan. V'hoyo biyodoi shem v'tas, and he had in his hand the name of Hashem and a plate. Shekosev boy Moshe, that Moshe wrote on it, alei shar, come up shar, come up shar. Lahalois aroni shal Yosef, in order to bring up the aron of Yosef mitechnilos, from the Nile. And by throwing this tas that said alei shar and the shem Hashem in the Nile, the shar, Yosef, which was called the shar, came up to the top of the Nile. V'shlicha l'teich ha'kor, and he threw it into the crucible, into the fire. V'yotza ha'egel, and the egel came out. Alei shar, a shar came out. So it was either created through the Erev Rav or through Micha. Masecha l'shem mateches. Masecha means metal. Dova acher, kuf chaf he'katarim zov hoya. Boy, it had 125 kantorim of gold. Ki gematria shel masecha, just like the gematria of masecha, which is 125. Ele elehecha, these are your gods. V'lo nemar ele eleheinu, the pasuk does not say these are our gods. Mikan she erivav she'olo mimitzrayim, the erivav that went out of Mitzrayim, heim shenekalu al haharon, these are the ones that gathered on haharon. V'heim she'asahu, and these are the people that made the egel. V'achar kach hitu es Yisrael acharav, afterwards they caused Klal Yisrael to go after them and to worship the egel. V'yara haharon, and the haharon saw, she'hoya by ruachayim, that this egel was alive. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, betav nishar oichal esev, the form of an ox eating grass. V'rosh etzliach ma'ase satan, and Aaron saw that the satan was successful. V'loy hoyo loy pel l'tchoysim l'gamri, he did not have the capability of totally pushing them off. Therefore, va'even mizbech Litchaisam. He built a Mizbeach to store time. Vayomer Chag LaShem Mochar. And he said it shall be a celebration to Hashem tomorrow. V'loy Hayom. Not today. Shem B'Yavei Moshe Koidim Shiavdu. Maybe Moshe will come before they worship the eagle. Zehu Pshutai. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Aaron saw that the Sultan was successful by creating a live animal. Vayivim Mizbeach Lefanov. And he built a Mizbeach before him to stall time until Moshe came. Umidrashoy, and the Medrash said, Bivayikra Rabo, Dvarim Harbe Ra Aaron. Many things Aaron saw. Ra Chor ben Achoisai, he saw Chor, his nephew, the son of Miriam, Shehoyim Achicham, that he was admonishing them for worshipping the eagle, Baharguhu, and they killed him. Bezehu Vayiven, and that's what the Pasuk means, Vayiven, not and he built, but rather and he understood. Mizevach Lefanov means Vayivin Mizavuach Lefanov, and he understood from the slaughtering that happened before him that this was a serious matter. Va'odro, Va'omar, he also saw and said, Mutav Shiitla Bi Hasuchon, it is better for the Avera to be upon me, V'loy Bohem, and not on them. And therefore he himself built the Mizbeach. Va'odro, Va'omar, he also saw and said, Imheim Bainim Mitzah Mizbeach, if all of Klal Yisrael builds the Mizbeach, Zeh may be Tzrov, Zeh may be Evan. One brings a pebble, one brings a stone. Finim says, Melachton Asuya Bebasachas. It will come out that their work will be done very quickly. Mitoch Shani Boina Oisai. If I build it by myself, Umitzat, Umitzatil Bemelachti, and I am lazy and slow in finishing my work, Benkach Ubenkach Moshe Bo. In the meantime, Moshe will come. So that's what the pasuk means. Vayara Aaron. Aaron saw that it will be slower if he does it, and therefore Vayiv Mizbeach Lefanov, he himself built the Mizbeach. Chag LaShem, there will be a celebration to Hashem, B'libei Hoyal Shamayim. In his heart, Moshe was hoping that they will celebrate to Hashem in Shamayim. But Tuach Hoyash Yoveh Moshe, he was confident that Moshe will come, V'yavdu Es HaMokim, and they will worship Hashem. By Ashkimu, and they got up early in the morning. Hasatan Zerzam, the Satan rushed them, Kdeshi Yechatu, in order that they should sin. Letzachik, they started to be Metzachik. Yesh B'mashma Hazeh Gilu Arayis. In this Lashon of Metzachik, it can mean Gilu Arayis to be Mezanik. Moshe Nemar, Letzachik be. Eshes Petifa said that you brought Yosef to me, Letzachik be, to be Mezanik with me. Ushvichas damim, and also the word letzachi can mean killing. K'mo shenemar yokumu na hanarim v'yisachaku lefanenu. Let the na'arim, the young ones, get up and fight and kill before us. Afkan, also over here, Nerak Chor was killed. It's a little bit shver over here because in Pasuk Hey it says, according to the Medrash, Vayara Aaron, and Aaron saw that Chor was killed. And then the Pasuk Vav says, Vayashkimu mimachras, and they got up the next morning. And Rashi said over here, what's Letzachek? They started to kill because Chor was killed. Was Chor killed in Pasuk Hey on the previous day, or was Chor killed in Pasuk Vav on the next day? And Rashi continues, Vayadaber, Hashem spoke harshly, Lashon Koshi, who, it is a Lashon of speaking harshly, Kamoi, Vayadaber Itim Koshis, he spoke with them harshly. So Hashem spoke to Moshe in a harsh manner. Lech Reid, Reid Migdulascha, go down from your greatness. Lo Nasati L'chagdula Ela Bishvila, I only gave you greatness because of them. At that time, Moshe was put in Cherim from the Bezden Shomala. So since your whole Gedula is only because of Klal Yisrael, you must now go down from your Gedula. We find a similar Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Perek, Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi Divra Amas Lamar, where there also Rashi says, tell Klal Yisrael that my whole Gedula, Moshe's whole Gedula, is only because of Klal Yisrael. Shiches Amcha, your nation, acted corruptly. Shiches Ha'om Leidemar Ela Amcha. It does not say the nation acted corruptly, but rather your nation. Erevav Shekibalta Mi'atzbecha, the Erevav that you accepted by yourself without asking me, Vigiyartem, and you were Megayar Dem Valenim Lachtabi, you did not ask me, V'omarta, you said, Toifshi Davku Gerim Bishchina, it is good for Gerim to attach themselves to the Shechina, Heim Shachasu V'Yishchisu. They acted corruptly and caused the rest of Klal Yisrael to become corrupt also. And Hashem said that I see this nation as Kshei Oref, Machzirin Kshei Arpam, they turn their stiff necks, L'Neged Mechichehem, opposite the ones who rebuke them, U'mim Ma'anem L'Shmaya, and they refuse to hear the words of Hashem. Hanicholi, Hashem said, now if you leave me, I will destroy them. We don't find that Moshe davened yet. And he said, leave me alone. Over here, he opened the door. Hashem opened the door for Moshe. And he made it known to him that it is dependent upon him. If he davens for them, he will not destroy them. And Moshe said, Loma Hashem, why is Hashem angry at the nation that he took out with the great strength and a strong hand? The only person who is jealous is only a smart person is jealous of another smart person, and a mighty person is jealous of another mighty person, but not Hashem to be Miskane against the Egel. Secondly, Moshe said, why should Mitzrayim say that you took them out in order to destroy them in the Midbar? You shall change your mind, al haro lamecha, the bad that you plan to do to your nation. V'hinochim zagrashi, his ashes machshava acheres. Change your mind, have a different thought, lehetiv lahem, to do good to them. Al haro asher chashavta lahem, concerning the bad that you thought about doing to them. And the third thing he said was, remember this chus avos, zechor l'avram, imarbu al aseres hadibrois, if they were over and transgressed. That aseres hadibrois, Avram avim nesnase ve'eser nisyonis, Avram their father was tested with 10 trials. Vadayin l'kibol schori, he still did not get his reward. Teneuloi, give him his reward, v'yotzu eser ve'eser, and we'll call it even. 10 for 10, the 10 nisyonis for the aseres hadibros. Lavrom liyisvul Yisrael, imlus reifahem, if you think that they are chayiv sreifa, zechor l'avrom shemosa asmin liyisar falecha, be'or kastin. Remember Avram that gave up his life and was ready to be burnt for your sake in Orkastin. In Lahariga, if they are chayiv to be killed by a sword, zechor liyitzchak shepasu tzavari l'akeda. Remember Yitzchak that stuck out his neck for the akeda. In Legolos, if they are chayiv golos, zechor liyakov shegolo l'choron. Remember Yaakov that went into golos to choron. So really Yaakov was a little bit different than Avram and Yitzchak. Avram risked his life and threw himself into the fire because of Hashem. Yitzchak stuck out his neck because of Hashem. Yaakov did not go into Golos because of Hashem, but rather he was punished with Golos. And let this punishment of Golos be mechaper on the Golos of the Bnei Yisrael. V'im einon nitzulim v'schuson, if they are not saved in the with the schus of the Avos, ma ato oimer li v'escha oischa l'goy gadol, why are you telling me that you will make me to a great nation? V'im kisi shel gilmer raglayim eino oimid l'fonecho, b'shas kascha, a three-legged chair does not stand before you at the time of your anger. Kavachomer l'kisi shel regal echon, kavachomer that a chair with one leg definitely will not be able to stand before you. And all I am, zok Moshe Rabbeinu, is a chair of one leg. And remember your shvua asher nishbata lahem, that you swore to them bach in yourself. Lo nishbata lahem b'davashu kala. You did not swear to them in something that will be destroyed. Lo b'shamayim lo b'oreth, not with the heaven, not with the earth. Lo b'har lo b'voice, not with mountains or hills. Ela b'chal, you swore in yourself. She'ata kayim u'shvuas v'kayim es lo'ilam, that you exist forever and your shvua exists forever. She'nemar, where do we see that he made these promises and swore in his own name? Because Hashem said to Avram, Binishbatin Um Hashem, I swear in my own name, Hashem says. And he promised him over there to give him Eretz Yisrael and make his children Kichoich Ve'ashamayim. Well, Yitzchak Nemar, Vakimoisi Es HaShvua Asher Nishbati L'Avram, Avicho, I will keep my Shvua that I made to Avram. So if Avram's Shvua was a Shvua made in the name of Hashem, so Yitzchak's Shvua is the same. Well, Yaakov Nemar, and to Yaakov it says, Ani Kel Shakai, I am Kel Shakai, pray, revei, multiply. Nishbalai b'Kel Shakai, he swore to him with the name Kel Shakai. So that is what is meant by Asher Nishbata Lehem Boch, you swore in yourself, in your own name. And you swore to them that the children will be Kechoich V'Hashamayim, and you will give them Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayifin Vayered Moshe Minahor. And Moshe turned after the 40 days, after he heard that they worshipped the Egel, and he went down from the mountain with two luchais of testimony in his hands. Luchais ksuvim mishnei avrayim. Luchais that were written on both sides, mizeh umizeh him ksuvim. From this side and from the other side they were written. The engraving of the Aseres Hadibros went through and through from one side to the other side. But it was Maisa Nisim that it was able to be legible on both sides. typically when you write something through and through on one side to the other, on one side it will be written straight and the other side it will be backwards. But by the Luchais it was Mais and Nisim, that it was legible in the right order on both sides, on the front and the back. And the Luchais were the work of God. Who? And the writing was the writing of God, Chorus, engraved al haluchais, on the Luchais. The Pasuk is saying that the actual Luchais were carved out by Hashem, and the writing was the writing of Hashem. That is the simple meaning of Maaseh Elokim. It was the work of God. Rashi says another pshat, that just like we say concerning a person that all his concerns are in a certain work, all the concerns of this and this person is in this and this work, so too by Hashem we say all his concerns and delights are all in Torah. Maaseh Elokim, the delight and the shashuim of Hashem are in the Luchais, are in Torah. And Yeshua heard the voice of the nation, the sounds of the nation, in their shouting. And he said to Moshe, it sounds like there is a war in the camp. As Rashi said in Parashas Mishpatim, that Yeshua camped on the bottom of the mountain. He did not go and stay with the rest of the nation during the 40 days. So he really did not know what was going on in the machne. He thought that there was a war going on in the camp. But Moshe told him, "Ein koil anois kavura." It is not a sound of an answering of victory. "Ein koil anois halusha." It is not people answering a sound of weakness, saying, "Let us run." "Koil anois anoichi shamea." A voice that pains me, I hear. And it was when he came close to the machne, and he saw the calf, and he saw the dancing of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe was angry. And he threw down the luchas from his hand. And he broke them at the foot of the mountain. Rashi explains that the reason why Moshe broke the luchas was because there is a halacha concerning Karban Pesach that a mumar, one who rebels and does not do certain mitzvahs, is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So Moshe said, if one mitzvah of Karban Pesach, a mumar is not allowed to have it. I have the whole Torah in my hands, the Aseres Hadibrois, and the Yidden are mumar. The Yidden worship the Avodah Zarah, they are a mumar. How can I give them the Aseres Hadibrois? And he therefore broke it on the spot. And the Mefarshim ask, why did Moshe wait until he came down from the mountain to destroy the Luchais? Didn't Hashem already tell him earlier that the Yidden are dining a Egel Masecha? So why didn't he just break it on top of the mountain before he came down? Why did he have to come down and then break it? The Medrash says that Moshe was coming to tell us Derech Eretz. He was coming to teach Derech Eretz to Klal Yisrael that a Dayan should not do any act, any Maisa, according to the testimony of one aid, even if the aid is a Naaman, a totally trustworthy aid. Just like over here, even though Hashem told Moshe that the Yidden did and worshipped the Egel, he did not destroy the Luchais until he actually saw it with his own eyes that Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel. An aid Echad is not enough, even if the aid Echad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the pshat of the Medrash. Abar Benel learns that he wanted to show Klal Yisrael what they had. He wanted them to see what these luchas look like and then break it before them in order to that they should have Agmas Nefesh. They should see what they could have had and what they lost. The Sephorna learns that as long as Moshe did not see them actually dancing around the Egel, he did not see the Simcha that they had, he thought that it is possible for them to do tshuva. And that's why he brought down the Luchais from Har Sinai. But once he saw them dancing with the Egel, and he saw the Simcha that they had doing this Avera, then he thought there was no hope, and that's why he broke the Luchais at that point. And then he went and he was Dan the Choytim. He punished the ones who sinned, and he took the Egel that they did, that they made. And he burnt it in a fire. And he ground it until it was thin. And he sprinkled it on the water. And he gave this water to drink to the Bnei Yisrael. What Moshe did was he burnt the Egel, took the ashes and ground it, and placed it inside the water, and gave Klal Yisrael this water to drink. And what happened was, if there was a Yid who worshipped the Egel and drank from this water, his stomach swelled and he died. There were three type of misois that Klal Yisrael were judged by because of the avera of the Yegel. If there were Edom and Asrael, if witnesses saw this person din avodah zarah, and this person was also warned, then he was killed the misa saif. Shevet Levi, as we will see in the Pesukim further, took a sword and killed these people that Edom testified that we saw them worshipping avodah zarah, and we warned them they will die with misa saif. And the reason why it's misa saif and not misa skila is because a yochid that deans avodah zarah gets misa skila, but when a rabbin deans avodah zarah like Ir HaNidachas, then the punishment is misa saif with a sword. If there were Edom, two witnesses saw that they worshipped avodah zarah, but there was no hasra, there was no warning, then they were punished by magefa with a plague, like the pasuk says in pasuk lamed hey, vayigof Hashem es ha'om al asher osu es ha'egel asher osu ha'aron. But if there were no Edom and no Hasra, then they were nivdak, they were tested and checked out kisoitos like a soita. Just like by a soita, where the husband accuses his wife of being mezana, and in order to check if she was mezana, he gives her to drink from the mei hama'orim, from the waters that had the Shem Hashem erased in it, and if she drinks from this water and she was mezana, her stomach will swell up and she will die. The same thing happened by the Maisa HaEgel, where they took the ashes of the Egel and ground it up and put it into the water. And if this person actually did worship Avodah Zarah, and there were no Edom and Asra, then he will die by drinking this water that had the ashes of the Egel inside of it. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe l'Aharon. And Moshe now turned to Aharon and said, Me osa l'choho omazeh? What did this nation do to you? What type of torture did they cause you to suffer? Ki evesa olav chato gedoyla, that you brought upon them this tremendous sin. Vayomer Aharon, and Aharon answered, Al yichar af adoni, do not be angry at me, my master. Atu yadata sa'om ki v'rohu, you know this nation that they are always going in a bad direction. Vayomerli, and they said to me, Aseilonu elihim, ashrielchu lefoneinu, make for us many gods that will go before us. Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish asher elonu mi'eretz Mitzrayim, this man Moshe that took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yadanu mehoyaloi, we don't know what happened to him. Vayomer lahem, and I said to them, lemizov, I said one thing, lemizov, the way the Maskil of David explains, it means to say, lemizov, to the one who is supposed to have gold, I asked them to give me the gold, which means to the women who are supposed to be busy with gold, I asked them, give me some gold for the egel. But what happened was, his paroku vayitnuli, the Bnei Yisrael themselves took off the gold and gave it to me, vashlecheo va'esh, and all I did was I threw it into a fire. And the eagle came out through the Erev Rav. And Moshe saw the kifaruahu, that they were uncovered, kifaroi Aharon, because Aharon uncovered them l'shimsa, to be a disgrace, b'komehem, in the mouths of the people that come up against them. Rashi over here learns that paroi means to uncover, as opposed to Rashi in Parsha Shemois Perakei Pasuk Dalet, that says it is a lashon of Richok, to further. Kifroi Aaron. Aaron furthered the Bnei Israel to be a disgrace in the mouths of the ones who come against them. And in Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, he is Medayik, why Rashi says two different pshatim in two different places. Vayamid Moshe Bishar Hamachne. And Moshe stood at the gate of the camp. Vayomer, and he said, Mil Hashem Elai, whoever is to Hashem should come to me. Vayosvu Elov Kobanei Levi, and the whole Shevet Levi gathered to Moshe. What does Mil Hashem Elai mean? It cannot mean that whoever did not worship Avodah Zarah should come to me, because it would not only be Shevet Levi coming to Moshe, because most of Klal Yisrael did not worship Avodah Zarah. It was mainly the Erev Rav. So Elamai, the Pshat is, Mil Hashem Elai means whoever is totally to Hashem and whose intentions and actions are only to Hashem should come to me. Moshe was looking for the purest Jews in order to be done the Avera of the Egel. A Jew who is not 100% in his Avoida to Hashem cannot be the one to punish the rest of Klal Yisrael. Even if this person did not actually worship the Egel, he cannot be the one to be done the Yidden who did worship the Egel. Therefore, Moshe said, Mila Hashem Eli, whoever who is totally to Hashem should come to me, and only Shevet Levi came. They were the purest of the Yidden. Vayomer lahem, and he said to them, Koyomar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So said Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Simu ish charbo al yirechoi. Each person should place his sword on his thigh. Ivru vashuvu. Let him pass back and forth, Mishal l'shab amachneh, from one gate to another in the camp. Vehirgu, and the people of Shevet Levi should kill. Ish es achiv. Each one should kill his brother. Now this cannot mean his complete brother, because if it was his complete brother, then the person that was killed was also a Levi, and we know that nobody from Shevet Levi worshipped the Egel. But rather, it means his half-brother. They shared the same mother, but had different fathers, and therefore this person could have been a Yisrael, because his father could have been a Yisrael. Ve'ish es re'eu, and each person from Shevet Levi should kill even a friend. Ve'ish es k'roivai, and even his relative. Arachayim asks, once it says he is killing his brother, isn't it a kal v'chomer that he would kill his relative? And the answer is that kroiver does not mean his relative, but rather the kurva benefesh, somebody who is close in his nefesh, in his soul, a very close friend it is referring to. Ishes Achav is telling you that the Bnei Levi would even kill a relative. Ishes Kuroivoi, even a very, very close friend, a korev nefesh. Vayasu Bnei Levi kedvar Moshe. And the children of Levi did like Moshe said, Vayipol min ha'om bayamahu kishloishes alfei ish. And about 3,000 people died on that day from the Bnei Levi killing them b'cherev. And the reason why it says kishloishes alfei ish, like 3,000 alfei ish, ayin in Sefer Shari Aharon that quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, why it says kishloishes. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Milu yedchem hayom l'Hashem, you will fill your hands and inaugurate yourself today to be Kohanim l'Hashem by killing these people. Ki ish bivnoi, because each one of Bnei Levi that will kill his son. Now how can he kill his son? His son would be a Levi. But rather it means his daughter's son who can be Yisrael if his daughter married a Yisrael. Bnei bonim harein kebonim. Grandchildren are like children, so even though it says his son, it means his grandson. Uva achiv. And if he killed his brother. Veloses haleichem hayom barocho. And by doing this act, Hashem will give you a barocho. Vayimim machoros, and it was on the next day, which means on Yud Ches Tammuz. Vayomer Moshe lo Omer, Moshe said to the nation, Atem chatosim chato gedoilo. You sinned a tremendous sin. Va'ato elel Hashem. And now I will go up to Hashem. Ulai achapro ba'at chataschem. Maybe I will be able to put a block between you and your sin. Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem. And Moshe returned to Hashem. Vayomer, and he said, Ono, please, chato ha'om hazeh chato gedoilo. The nation sinned a tremendous sin. Vayasu lehem lehezov. And they made a god of gold. But the reason for this was because you gave them an abundance of gold, similar to the mashal of the son of the king, where the king gives them everything he needs and gives them a wallet filled with money and places them at the opening of a Pesach Beis Zonos. Mayaseh haben shelo yechta, do you expect the son not to sin when you entice him with all this money and put him in front of a Beis Zonos? So too over here. You gave them an abundance of gold, of course they will make Elihezov. Ve'atoy naon tisachatosom. If you will forgive their sin, fine. If you will not forgive their sin, erase my name from your Sefer Torah, from Kol HaTorah Kula that you wrote. I don't want my name mentioned in the Torah, because I don't want future generations to say that the one who was so close to Hashem was not able to facilitate a kapara, an atonement for Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said to Moshe, Mi asher chotali, the one who sinned to me and does not do tshuva, emchenu misifri, only him I will erase from my Sefer Torah. Some of Farshim learned that the pshat over here is that every person's name is really mentioned in the Torah, in some type of a remez, like we find by the Vilna Gaon, whose name was Elio ben Shlomo. He said that his name is mentioned and merum is in the Torah in the pasuk Evan Shlomo. Evan Shlomo, the Aleph is Eliyahu. Evan is Ben Eliyahu Ben Shlomo. Also by the Rambam we find, they say the Rashi Tevis of Revois Moifisai Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Resh Mem Beis Mem, Revois Moifisai Be'eretz Mitzrayim is Rashi Tevis Rambam. So the Pasuk over here is saying that a Yid that will sin and not do tshuva, Hashem is saying that I will totally erase even his remez from the Torah. But your name will remain in the Torah. V'yatva now, lech necheyes ha'om, go lead the nation, el asher dibayti loch, to the place that I have spoken to you, that I said I will bring them to. Hine malach yelech lefanecha, behold, my malach will go before you. I will not go before you, I will only send my malach. That is part of the punishment. Uv'yoy pakti, and on the day that I will remember other averis and punish you for other averis, ufokarati aleim chatosom, then I will also remember the avoin ho egel, the avera for the egel, and punish for the egel. Before, when Hashem said, "Vayinochem Hashem al horo'o asher dibir lasis la'amoy," before Moshe came down, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael to the extent that He was not going to destroy them at that point, but maybe He would destroy them at a later date. Now, the level of kapara, of atonement, was even greater. Hashem is saying now that I will not destroy them at all. But when they do other averis, I will punish them also together with those other punishments for the avera of the ego. There will never be a punishment that the Yidden will be punished for, that there won't be a little bit of the avera of the egel punished together with another punishment. Uv'yoy pakti, on the day that I punish other punishments, I remember other averas, ufakarati aleim chatosim, I will also remember and punish for the avera of the egel. That is the way Rashi learns over here. Rashi in Parshas Shlach learns, uv'yoy pakti, on the day I remember the avera of the meraglim, ufakarati aleim chatosim, I will also remember the avera of the egel. Because Hashem punished Klal Yisrael for the avera of the meraglim together with the avera of the egel. It was two together. And that's what the pasuk means, uv'yoy pakti, ufakarati aleim chatosim. Vayigoy Hashem eso'om, and Hashem plague the nation, asher osu eso egel, for making the egel asher osa Aaron, which Aaron made. So we see three type of punishments. We saw that Shevet Levi killed Bacherev, like Ir Hanidachas. We see over here a punishment of Magefa, and we also saw that there was a punishment that they were tested and Boidek, like Soitois, by drinking the water that had the ashes of the eagle sprinkled upon it. So Drashi, Pasuk Tesvav, that the Luchais were engraved Mishnei Evrehem on both sides. Hayu Oisis Nikrois, the letters were able to be read and were written in the right order on both sides. Umaisa Nisim Hoya, and this was a Maisa of Nisim, of miracles. And the Luchais were Maaseh Kim Hema, Kimashmoi. The simple meaning is, Hubichvayde Asan. He himself formed the Luchais, the stone, and then he himself engraved the writing on it. Dava Acher. Another pshat in Maaseh Elikim, Ka'odam Hoymel Chaveret, like a person that says to his friend, Kol Asokov Shal Ploini B'Melecha Plonis. The whole concern of this and this person is in this and this work. Kach Kol Shashuav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. All the delight of Hashem is in Torah. That's what it means, V'aluchais Maaseh Elikim. The delight of Hashem, the Maaseh Elikim, is in the Luchais, in the Torah. Chorus, what does the word chorus mean? Lashon Cheres, V'Cheret Echoreh. Cheret, which we mentioned before, by Yotzar Oisei Becheret, and he formed it with a tool. And Cheres is one Lashon. Lashon Chikuk, it means to engrave. Antalir Belaz. Berei'oi, Yeshua heard the screams. Behiri'oi, when they were screaming. Shehoyu Meriyim Usmechem Etzayakim. They were screaming and laughing and being joyous. And Yeshua thought that there was a war in the Machane. And that Hashem, Moshe said, Ein kol anos gevura, Ein kol azenira kol anias giborim hatsoyekim nitzachon. It is not an answer of voices of the Bnei Yisrael screaming victory, v'lo kol chaloshim, and not the voices of weak people, shetsoyekim, that are screaming, vai, woe, oinisa, or they are screaming, let us flee. Kol anos, a voice that pains me. Kol charufim ugedufim. The voices of distress that pain the souls of the ones that hear them, when they are said to him, such pain is what I hear. And Moshe saw the dancing of the egel, and he threw the luchas from his hands. Omar, he said, "Ma pesach shu echad min ha-mitzvos, ma doch korban pesach, which is one of the mitzvos." Omar Torah, the Torah says, "Kol ben nechor lo yochal boy," somebody who is a nechor. He is a mumar. He is a stranger to the Torah. He is not allowed to do Karban Pesach. HaTorah Kulakan. The whole Torah is in my hands now. B'chol Yisrael mumarim, and all of Klal Yisrael are mumarim. They're not keeping the mitzvahs. Ve'etneno lahem, I should give it to them. That is why he broke the luchos. Tachas ahara, he broke it l'ragnei ahara, at the foot of the mountain. And he was down the chaitim. He burnt the egel. And he took the ashes and he sprinkled them al pnei hamoyim. Vayozel loshen nifutz, scattering. Vechein yizura al naveu gafras, he scattered on his abode sulfur. Vechein ki chinam mizura hareshes, for no reason he spreads out the net. Shazurin bohem dogen vekitniyos, they spread out grains and legumes on this net. So it means to sprinkle and to spread out on the water. He intended to test them like Saitas. Three type of death penalties, Klal Yisrael were punished by the Maisa Ha'egel. If there were witnesses and a warning, B'sayef, then they were punished by sword, kemishpat anshei irani dachas, like the judgment of a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah. Shem Merubim, they are many. That's why they get the punishment of Sayef and not the punishment of Skila. Aiden below Asra, if there are witnesses without warning, Bama Geifa with a plague. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayigoyf Hashem Esa'om, and Hashem plagued the nation. If there were no Edom and no Asra, Ba'adroikon, with the Misa of Adroikon, which means Shebodkum Hamayim, the water tested them, Savu Bithnehem, and their stomachs blew up. Maskela David asks, why was it necessary for those that were punished with Magefa to have Edom? Bishlama, when there was Misa, Misas, Bezdin, Besayef, so we need Edom to testify that the person really did the avera. But once it is Hashem who is punishing them, Bamagefa, why do they need Edom? And the answer is because in order to get a Misa of Hadroikon, which means the Misa that the Saita got, it is like a Saita, because a Saita only was Nivdak with the Mayim HaMa'orim, with these waters, if there were no Edom. Like the Pasuk says, Ve'ed Eimba, if there was no Edom, but if there was even one Ed, the water did not work. So too over here, if there were any Edom, then the Misa of Hadroikon did not work. So how did they punish somebody who did have Edom but did not have Asra? The water would not work. That was through a Magefa. That is why the Pasuk says that the ones who had Magefa had witnesses. Not because Hashem needed the witnesses, but just because if there were witnesses, then the Misa of the water would not work, and the only other option was the Magefa. And Moshe turned to Aharon and said, what did the nation do to you? Kama Yisurim Savalta, how much torture did you suffer? She Asrucha, that they made you suffer, until you brought upon them this sin. Even though the Pasuk Rashi says, it means Shetavi. How much did you suffer before you brought upon them this sin? And he said, you know that the nation is Birahu, Biderach Rahim, Halachim Tamid. They always go in a bad direction, Uvinisyonis, and with tests, Lefnei HaMokan, before Hashem. Va'oymer lehem, all I said to them was Dover Echad, one thing, Lemizov, Levad. Which Maskel David says means Lemizov. I asked the ones who were supposed to have gold, the women and the children, and they rushed and took it off themselves, and the men themselves gave it to me. And I threw it into the fire. I did not know that this calf would come out. And it did come out. And Moshe saw that the nation was Perua, Megula, uncovered. It was revealed their disgrace. Like the Pasuk says, and he will uncover the head of the Isha. The Shimsa to be disgraced, Bekomeim, with the ones who come against them, liyas lahem adavar zelignus, that this thing should be a disgrace for them, b'fikol akom maleim, in the mouths of everybody that will come against Klal Yisrael. And Moshe said, mila Hashem elai, yove elai, whoever is on Hashem's side and is totally, purely on Hashem's side, should come to me. And who came? Kol b'nei Levi, mikan shekol hashevet kosher, the whole shevet was kosher. And Moshe said, Koyamar Hashem, so said Hashem, the Hechan Omar, where did he say that you should kill somebody, Besayef, when he deans Avodah Zarah? Seveach l'lohim yachram, one who shechs to Hashem should be killed. Kach shnuya b'mechilta, that is what is learned in Mechilta. Maskel David is medayik. Why does Rashi bring the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim? That is a very general azhara, a very general warning. Zevech lehim yachram. One who shechts to Hashem should be killed. Why doesn't he bring down the specific warning by the parsha of Ir Hanidachas, where the pasuk says hake sake, and over there it says beferish you must kill him by sword? Why does he pick the pasuk over here Mishpatim? Maskel David says because we just learned the parsha Parashas Mishpatim. It is the closest pasuk, even though it is not as specific. And he will kill even Achiv, his brother, Me'imai, from his mother, who is Yisrael, and he is the Yisrael, because his brother from his father was a Levi and did not worship Avodah Zarah and would not be killed. Milu Yedchem, Atem HaHorgim Oysam, you, the ones who are killing them, B'davizet Tetzchant Chulias Kahanim Lamokin, with this action of Hariga, of killing, you will become Kahanim to Hashem. Ki ish mikem yimolu yodi bivnoyu v'achiv, each one of you will be inaugurated by killing even his son and his brother. And Moshe said, let me go up to Hashem tomorrow on Yud Ches Tammuz, Ula Achapra Ba'at Chataschem. Awesome Koyfe V'kinuach. Let me put a wiping away, Usim and a block, Leneged Chataschem, opposite your sin, Lahavda Beinechem Uvein Achet, to separate between you and Avera. And Moshe said, they made Elohezov. Atahu Shekaramta Lehem. You caused them to make this God. Sheshpata Lehem Zov. The Chol Chefsam, because you gave them an abundance of gold and everything they need. Mayasu Shleyechtu. What do you think they're going to do? Of course they're going to sin. Moshal, it is a parable, Lamelech to a king. Shayamachalu Mashkes Benoi. He would give his son to eat and drink. Umakashtoi, and he would adorn him. Vitoilu Lekis Bitsavori. And he hung a wallet on his neck. Umamido Vipesach Besazonis. And he set him up with this wallet at the opening of the house of Zonis. Mayasa ben Shleyechta, do you expect the son not to sin? Also over here, by giving them an abundance of gold, Bizu Hayam and Bizu Mitzrayim, do you expect them not to make Elehezov? V'yato zek Moshe now, imtisa chatosim, if you will forgive their sin, harei toiv, it's good. Eini oimelecho mecheni, then I am not telling you to erase me. V'im oyin, but if you do not forgive their sin, mecheni, erase my name. V'zeh mikra kotzer, and this is a short pasuk. V'chein harbe, and so we find in many instances. Misifrecha, erase me from your sefer. Mikol haTorah kula, it means from the whole Torah. Shelo yomru olai, it should not be said about me. Shelo hayisi kedai, I was not fit. Levakish aleim rachamim, to facilitate for them, rachamim, a forgiveness and mercy. And Hashem said, go lead the nation El Asher Dibarti Lach, to the place that I have spoken to you. Yesh kan lecho etzal dibur. Here we find the word lecho, by the word dibur, by vayidaber, b'mokom elecho, instead of saying elecho. Usually Rashi says, whenever the word li v'lecho v'lohem, v'loy v'lohem, hasmuchim etzal dibur, that is written next to the word dibur, it does not mean to you, but rather about you. Asher dibur lach should really mean that I spoke about you. But over here, we taish loch like a lecho, that he spoke to you. Hine malochi, behold, this is my malach that will go before you. V'loy ani, that is part of your punishment. I will not go with you. Uv'yem pokti, and the day I will remember other sins. At hashemati lecho milchaloisim yachad. Now I am listening to you not to destroy them in one shot. Whenever I will remember other avers that they do, I will also remember a little bit of this aver of the egel im shar ha'avonos, with the other sins. There is no punishment coming upon Klal Yisrael that does not have mixed with it a punishment from the avera of the eagle. Vayigrof Hashem et ha'om, and Hashem plagued the nation, Misa b'dei shemayim, le'edim le'asro, with people that worshipped the eagle, and there were witnesses, but there was no warning. They got the Misa of Magefa. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lech ale mizeh, go up from here. Why does it say a lashon of ale, go up? And Rashi says, since we find Eretz Yisrael is gavoya mikol ha'arotzos, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all lands, therefore when going from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, we say a lashon of Lech Aleh. Similarly, we find in Parashas Vayigash, Perik Memhei Pasuk Tes, where Rashi also says on the Pasuk, Va'alu El Avi, Yosef tells the brothers to go up to my father. Rashi also says over there, Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha'arotzos, and that is why when you go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, a Lashon Aliyah passes to be used. And Rashi says a second pshat, the reason why it says Lech Alei is because when the Yidden worshipped the Egel and Moshe was in Shemayim, at the end of the 40 days, Hashem told Moshe, Lech Reid, go down from your Gedula. At this point, when there was a partial forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, instead of saying Lech Reid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Lashon of Aliyah. The Yidden were heading in the right direction. It says, Lech Alei, go up, Mizeh. So Hashem told Moshe to go up from this. You and the nation, Asher HaLeitzim Eretz Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim. Since there was forgiveness over here, the pasuk does not say Amcha, your nation, referring to the Erev Rav, but rather it is talking about the whole nation. They will all go El Ha'orz Asher Nishbati LaAvram LeYitzchak LeYaakov Lamer, to the land that I swore to Avram, to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, saying Lezaracha Etenena, I will give the land to your children. Mishalachni Lofanecha Malach, and I will send before you a Malach. I will not go with you myself because you are sinners and I cannot be with you. V'geirashti, and I will chase away Esaknani, Ho'emori, Chiti, Prizi, Chivi, and Yebusi. As Rashi explains, Girgashi is not mentioned because they ran away by themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to chase them away. El Eretz Zavas U'Cholav U'Devash, to the land that flows milk and honey, I will bring you to that land. Kiloy Ela B'Kirbacha, I am sending a malach because I cannot go with you. Ki am kishay arif ata, because you are a stubborn nation. Penachelcha badorach, I am afraid that I will consume you on the way. Vayishma ha'om, and the nation heard. Esadova haro azeh, this terrible thing that the Shekhinah will not go with Klal Yisrael. Vayis abolu, and they mourned. Vayishasu ish edjoy olov, and they did not place their crowns that they received at Har Sinai. One keneged nasa, and one keneged nishma. They did not place it on their heads. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor al Bnei Yisrael, say to the Bnei Yisrael, Atem am kshei oref, you are stubborn. Rega echor ela b'kibrecha, if I will be with you, and my anger will burn for even a second, b'chilisicha, I will destroy you. That's why I have to send the malach. V'ato, and now, hurried edjecha me'alecha, remove your crown from upon you, ve'eda, and I will know, mo'es aloch, how I should punish you concerning the rest of the punishment. The Mefarshim ask, why did Hashem have to tell Moshe, "Va'ata hurried edjecha me'alecha, remove your crown," if the Bnei Yisrael had already removed their crown in Pasuk Dalet? Some learn shot that when the Bnei Yisrael removed their crown, it was a temporary removal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, "Remove it for good," and that is what Pasuk Hay is being Moisif. Maskil David learns that they received two crowns, one for Nase and one for Nishma. And once they worshipped the Egel, they felt that they were not roy, they were not fit to wear the crown of Naseh, because they did not do the mitzvahs. They worshipped the Egel. But they were still able to wear the crown of Nishma, because we can still learn the Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take off the crown also of Nishma, of learning, because once you do Averis, you are not fit to learn the Torah either. And the Bnei Yisrael became separated from the crowns that they received at Har Sinai. And the Pasuk says that Moshe said, Menuda l'Rav, Menuda l'Talmud. If the Rav puts the nation in Cherem, the Talmud will also place this nation in Cherem. And since Hashem did not want to go together with Klal Yisrael, therefore Moshe did not want either to be together with Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe yikach za'oel, Moshe always took his tent from the time of Yom Kippur, after he came down from Har Sinai, until the time the Mishkan was put up. Moshe took his tent, and he pitched the tent outside the Machne, harachek ben haMachne, far from the Machne, 2,000 Amos out of the Machne. He did not want to be together with Klal Yisrael. Mekoraloi oil moyed, and he called this place the oil moyed, the oil of meeting, where you were able to meet with Moshe. V'hoyakol mevakesh Hashem, anybody who wanted to meet with Moshe. And the pasuk calls it Mevakesh Hashem because Haroyeh Pnei HaZaken, somebody who is Mevakesh, the face of the Zaken is Kemekabel Pnei HaShechina. So anybody who is Mevakesh Moshe, which was equivalent to be Mevakesh Hashem, Yetzei El Oyel Moed, he would go out to the Oyel Moed, to the tent, Asher Michus LaMachne. V'hoyo Kitzeis Moshe El Oyel. And it always was, when Moshe went out from the camp to the Oyel, Yakumu Kol Ha'am, The whole Am stood, v'nitzvu, and remained standing. Ish pesach oholoi, each person at the opening of his tent. V'hibitu acharei Moshe, and they looked after Moshe, ad boyoi ha'oyaleh, until Moshe came into the tent. V'hoye kevoi Moshe ha'oyaleh, and it was when Moshe came into the tent, yerud amud ha'onon. The Amud Ha'onan came down va'omar pesach oil and stood at the opening of the tent. V'diber in Moshe, and Hashem spoke with Moshe. Rashi really says v'diber means he spoke to himself and Moshe overheard, which is a derech kovid shel malo, to speak in such a way. Hashem is not actually speaking to Moshe, but rather he speaks to himself and Moshe listens in. V'roh kol ha'om es Amud Ha'onan, and the whole nation saw the Amud Ha'onan oimed pesach oil standing at the opening of the tent. V'kom kol ha'om, and the Om stood up v'shtachavu and bowed ish pesach ha'oloi, each one at the opening of his tent. They bowed down to the Shechina, to the Onan, and they said, praise is the person that the Shechina follows him into the tent. V'diber Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe ponim el ponim, face to face. The same way a man speaks to his friend. And then Moshe went and returned to the camp. And he told the Yidden all the mitzvahs and all the dinim that Hashem told him while he was in this oil that was outside the machane. And his servant, Yeshua ben Nun, the word Nar means a servant, he did not depart from the tent of Moshe. So the pasuk is saying over here that since Moshe said Menuda l'Rav, Menuda l'Talmud, he moved his tent outside the Machne, that is where Hashem spoke to him, and then he returned into the Machne to speak to Klal Yisrael. Rashi says another pshat in Vishov el Machne, Hashem said, "Im ani bekas v'atobekas mi yikarva." If I am in anger against Klal Yisrael, and you are angry with Klal Yisrael, who will be makar of them? Who will bring them close to Hashem? So Hashem told Moshe to take his tent and bring it back into the Machne. And the kasha is that Rashi says that Moshe did this from Yom Kippur until Hakamas HaMishkan, until the Mishkan was erected. So did Moshe not listen to Hashem? Hashem told him to go back into the Machne, not to stay outside. And Rashi says that he did this until the Mishkan was put up. Maskal David in the beginning wants to say that when Rashi says that he did this from Yom Kippur until the Mishkan was erected, that is only according to the first pshat. But according to this medrash, that Hashem told him to go back, he actually went back right away. And this whole episode of the tent being outside the Machne was very short-lived. A second pshat that the Maskal David says is that originally Moshe did not want to be in the Machne at all, which means he took the tent and put it outside the Machne and would never come back into the Machne. On that, Hashem told Moshe, "Ani bekas v'atobekas mi yikarvo." So Moshe answered, "Okay, I will keep my tent outside the Machne when you speak to me, but I will enter the Machne to speak to Klal Yisrael." So therefore, the answer of Vishov el Machne was that he came back into the Machne to speak to Klal Yisrael, and this way he actually was listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zot Rashi, Lech Alei Mizeh, Pasuk Aleph. Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha'arotzes, l'kach nemar alei. The reason why it says a lashon of alei is because Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. Concerning the statement that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands, Masho in Kedushin, Samach Tesam and Aleph suggests that since the earth is a sphere, and Eretz Yisrael is the center and the focus of this sphere, it is viewed as if it is on top of the sphere. Therefore, when one is traveling from anywhere to Eretz Yisrael, he is viewed as if he is going upward to the top of the sphere. And Rashi says a second shot, Dover Acher, Klapi Shor Omar Loi, Bishas HaKas Lech Reid, concerning this that the Torah says Lech Reid at the time of the Kas, at the time that they worship the Egel, Omar Le Bishas Rotzoin, he says at the time of goodwill when there was some type of a Kapora, Lech Alei, go up. Over here it doesn't say your nation, because we are not referring to the Erev Rav. V'gerashti es haKnani, I will chase away the Knani and the six nations. Shisha umos hein, six nations are mentioned here. V'argigashi amar uponu mipnei ha-me'ilov. The reason why Gergashi is not mentioned is because they ran away by themselves. They were not chased away. El eretz zavas chol v'dvash ani omer l'cho l'haloisim. I am telling you to bring them up. Ki lo ele v'kirvcho. L'kach ani omer l'cho v'shalach l'fenech ha-malach. The reason why I am telling you that I am sending a malach is because I cannot go with you. Ki am k'shei erif ato. You are stubborn. U'kishesh shchinasi b'kirvchem. And when my shchina is amongst you, v'atem mamrim bi, and you rebel against me, marba ani aleichem za'am, I will have a tremendous amount of anger toward you. And pen achelcha, and I might destroy you, lashon kiloyin, a lashon, a language of destruction. Hadavar hara, and when the yidden heard this bad thing, she'ein hashchina shchayre u'mahalechas imam, the shchina will not go with them. They removed ish edroy their crowns, k'sarim shenit lahem b'chayrev, the crowns that were given to them at Har Sinai, kisha amru, when they said nasa v'nishma. Rege echor ela b'kircha, if I go amongst you even for a second, v'chilisicha, I will destroy you. Im ala b'kircha v'atem mamrim bi, if I will go amongst you and you will rebel, b'kashis arbechem, with a stubbornness, ezom aleichem rega, I will be angry at you for 1 second. Rega echor, shehu shir zami, that is the amount and the time of my anger, shenemar, chavi kimat rega ad yavar zam, hide for a second until my anger passes, v'achala eschem, and I will destroy you. Nefikach tov lachem she'esh lach malach, it is better for you that I will send the malach, because this way I will not destroy you. V'ato now peroni zu tilku miyad, this punishment of removing your crowns, you will receive right away. Ve'edo o ma'esalach, and I will know what to do with you, b'fekuda shar ha'ovoin, concerning the rest of the avera, ani yodea ma'af shevalibi lasis l'cho, I know what is in my heart to do to you. And they removed this edra mehar chorev, and so edei shev yoda mehar chorev, the crowns that were in their hands from har chorev. U'moshe me'oise ovin b'holo, and Moshe from the avera of the meraglim and on, from the time he came down from the mountain, on Yom Kippur, yikach ha'oil, loshen hoive, he always took the tent. He took his tent and pitched it outside the camp. Omar, he said, Menuda l'Rav, Menuda l'Talmud. He that is put in cherem by his Rebbe is also put in cherem by his Talmud. So he also did not want to be part and mixed with Klal Yisrael. Harchek, far away from the machane, alpayim ama, 2,000 amas. Ke'inu shenemar, like the pasuk says, achorchek yeh beinchem uveinov, kalpayim ama b'mido. The pasuk says, rochek, you will be far away, and it says 2,000 amas. Bekoraloi, v'hayekoraloi oil moed, Moshe would call it the tent of meeting, ubeis vad mevakshei Torah. It was a meeting place for the ones who seeked to learn Torah. And kol mevakish Hashem, anybody who seeked Hashem, which meant anybody who seeked Moshe. Mikalu mevakish pnei hazokin k'mekal pnei hashchina. The reason why the pasuk calls the one who seeks Moshe the one who seeks Hashem, because anybody who seeks the pnei hazokin is as if he seeks the pnei hashchina. Yetzei el oil moed, k'mo yotzei, he would always go out. Another pshat, anybody who seeks Hashem literally means somebody who is looking for Hashem. Even the Malach Hashoris, when they were asking where the Shechina was, their friends, the other Malachim, would say that he is in the tent of Moshe. And it always was Lashon Hove. When Moshe left Minamachne the camp, to go to the tent, the whole arm stood up. They stood before him. They did not sit until he was covered and hidden from them. They looked after Moshe l'shvach, to praise. Ashrei lo isha, praise is the one born to a woman. Shekach muftach, that he is so assured. Shashchina tichones acharav lepesach oloi, the Shekhinah followed him into the tent. V'diber im Moshe. It is as if it says umidaber im Moshe. Tagumay umismalel. He spoke to himself im Moshe, and Moshe heard. Shu kavra shchina. It is honor for the shchina. Kemoy, like the pasuk says in Parshas Nosai, vayishma es hakoyel midaber elov. Ve'ene kore midaber. It does not say midaber, but rather midaber. Kishuhu kore. Midaber pisroinoi. It means hakoyel midaber beinoi levein atzmoi. It means that the koyel is speaking to itself. And the mortal listens in and hears by himself. midaber, when the pasuk says with a shvah midaber, mashma shamelch midaber in my hedrit. It is mashma that the king is speaking directly to the commoner. So derech kavod shalmalo, the pasuk does not say Hashem speaks to Moshe, but rather he speaks to himself, and Moshe listens in. Bishtachem ulashchina, and they bow down to the shchina, the honor that was at the Pesach Olay. V'diber Hashem al Moshe ponim al ponim, and Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Again, v'diber means umismalel in Moshe. He spoke to himself, and Moshe overheard it. V'shovel amachne, and he returned to the camp. La'achar shenedaber imoy, after he spoke to Hashem, hoya Moshe shovel amachne. Moshe returned to the camp, umilamid l'zakenim mashalomad, and he teaches the zakenim what he learned from Hashem. V'adover hazen noag Moshe miyom ha-kipur ma'achukumah mishkon. And this act he did from Yom Kippur until the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And not more. The Luchas were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. And on the 18th day, he burnt the Egel and punished the sinners. And on the 19th day, he went back up. Rashi here is going according to the Medrash that says that on the 18th day he was done es achoitim, and on the 19th he went back to Shemayim. Other midrashim learn that on the 17th day he was done the choitim, and on the 18th day he went back up. Shenema, the pasuk said, "Vayimi mochros vayem Moshe la'om." It was on the next day, and Moshe said to the om, on the next day, the day after he punished the nation, he went up. So whether you learn he punished the nation on the 18th, then he went up on the 19th, or if he punished the nation on the 17th, then he went up on the 18th. And he was there for 40 days, ubikesh rachmim, and he seeked mercy for Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'snapel v'nei Hashem, and I fell before Hashem. Uvrosh chodesh elul nemalei valis v'abokel har Sinai. And on Rosh Chodesh Elul, it was told him to go back up to Har Sinai lekabel luchas achronos, to get the second luchas. V'asa shom bem yoim, and then he was there another 40 days. Shenema b'hem v'anoichi omarati b'hor kayomim harishonim. And I was there on the mountain to get the second luchas like the first days. Ma harishonim b'rotzoin, just like the first days were b'rotzoin. Afarachronim b'rotzoin, the last days were also in a state of forgiveness. Emor me'ato let us say now imsoyim hoya b'kast, that the middle days Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael. Biyud b'tishrei nisras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. On the 10th day of Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael b'simcha, with happiness, uvelev sholem, and with a complete heart. V'omar lo l'Moshe salachti kedvarecha, and he said to Moshe, I forgive you like your words. These words were not actually said on Yom Kippur, but they were rather said by the Chet HaMeraglim in Parash Shlach, and it is only a borrowed term used over here. U'mosar lo luchas achronos, and he gave him the second luchas on Yom Kippur, v'yorad, and he went down, v'hischil etzavoyse amalech samishkon, and he started commanding Klal Yisrael concerning building the Mishkon. V'asa'u ar echad b'nisan, and they built the Mishkon until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, u'mishahukam l'nidaber imay oid elo me'oil mayed. And once the Mishkon was erected, he did not speak to Moshe from Moshe's private tent, but rather only from the Mishkon from the oil mayed. V'shav el ha'machne, and he returned to the machne, targumay, targum said, v'tav l'mashreso, and he always returned to the camp. Levishu lashon hayve, because it is a lashon of hayve, which means always. V'chein kol ha'inyan, the whole inyan is speaking b'lashon hayve. V'roah kol ha'am, and the am always saw. V'chazan, v'nitzvu, and they always stood up. V'kaimen, v'bidu, and they always looked. U'mistaklen, v'shtachavu, and they always bowed. The sigdin. U'midrasha, and the Medrash said, v'divar Hashem al Moshe sheyoshev al ha'machne. Hashem spoke to Moshe that he should return to the machne. Amalo, he said to him, ani bekas v'ato bekas im kein yikarvam. If I am angry and you are angry, who will be mekarv Klal Yisrael? And therefore, either Moshe Taka did go back to the machne right away, or according to the second pshat of the Maskal of David, originally he was not in the machne at all. Like the pasuk says, "Kol mevakish Hashem." Anybody who seeked Hashem, who wanted to learn, went out of the machne for everything. Moshe did not even come in to speak to Klal Yisrael. But after Hashem said, "Ani bekas v'ato bekas mi karvom," he came in to speak to Klal Yisrael. The tent remained outside when Hashem spoke to Moshe, but when Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, he entered into the machne. I would just like to point out that the pasuk says, by Yehoshua's name in pasuk Yud Aleph, Yehoshua bin Nun, with a chirik under the bays, and not the typical way of saying Ben with a segol under the bays. I once heard a pshat that Yehoshua's name was originally Hoshea, And the Yud came from Sarai. Since Hashem changed Sarai's name to Sarah, so the Yud was extra. He took that Yud and placed it in the name of Hoshea, and it became Yehoshua. So that is very good where we got the Yud from. But what about the Nakuda, the Shva under the Yud? Where did we get that from? And that, the Mefarshim explain, they took the Shva from the three dots, the Segel under the Beis that said Ben. They took two dots from there and made a Shva under the Yud. And what remained was a Chirik under the Beis stating Bin Nun. The only thing I find problematic with that shot is because in Parsha Shalach, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, when Moshe called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, over there the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe leHoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. He called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Now if the whole reason why it says bin with a chirik is because the two dots went to Yehoshua, so it should only be Yehoshua ben Nun. But when his name was Hoshea, then it should have been Ben, because the two dots were not taken yet from the Beis, from under the Beis. So why in Parsha Shalach does it call his name Hoshea Ben Nun and not Hoshea Ben Nun?